Our God is here and he has to speak to us, and we are so happy that he's given us this opportunity to be in his presence, to listen to his word, and to even link up with the people that we met on Sunday. If you have had no chance of meeting your neighbor or meeting the people that minister to you, then this is the best opportunity we have for this service. Praise be to God. I'm Dorcas Kamau. I'm saved, and I love the Lord God Almighty so much for saving me and loving me and giving me his mercy and grace, which are sustaining me up to this time. Even when situations are so bad and when they are so good, I still stand on his promises. Praise be to God. I want to believe that there is something that brought us here, and there is something that really reminded you that today is Sunday and you are coming for this service, and you prepared yourself and came expecting something good. Praise be to God. And even when you are preparing to come, there are some people you told, I'm going to church. Some of them wished they would accompany you. Some of them are with you here. And that is what we were created for, to praise God, to enjoy him forever, and to also welcome other people to his kingdom. Praise the Lord. And so walk with me as we listen to the word of God talking to us. We have a banner here which is reminding us that we need to arise and shine, for our light has come. That is Isaiah 60 verse 1, and we have read from verse 1 to 5. We also have our theme for this place, which is no conformity. We need to stand and stand well. Praise the Lord. Because the world out there, or where we are coming from, or where we are today, the world is sinking. But when we stand on Christ, we are good. We are good to go on. Praise be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Most loving Father, in that mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are coming to you this afternoon to say thank you for allowing us yet another Sunday service to sit in your presence, to listen to your word. We want to pray that you're going to speak to us in a manner that we listen, in a manner that we hear, so that when we be leaving, we'll not be leaving the way we came. For this is our humble prayer of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A question to all of us. Most of the times when business people are doing business, and especially in adverts, there are some things that when names are mentioned, everyone turns, everyone knows that thing. And you talk about brands. For example, when you talk about Kiwi, everyone knows what Kiwi is. And you may go to a shop, you want to purchase some polish, and someone tells you Kiwi is the best because it is a brand. When you go to the spreads, the spreads that we use on bread, which one is a bread? The bread that all of us know, we have Bluebird. We have Bluebird. So all those are breads that are there in the market. And we can make a list of very many things that are breads. When we come to Christians, I want to challenge all of us. I want to really take us through that. Can we stand and be counted as a brand in Christianity? Can we stand to be counted as a brand in faith, as a brand in Christianity? Praise be to God. That is what I would like us to continue meditating on, because what we are saying this day is that God has seen you, God has seen me, and he's calling upon us to say no to conformity. Say no to conformity. Because according to Romans 12, and especially verse 2, the word of God is reminding us, do not conform to the pattern of the world. Do not do what everyone is doing, but stand as a brand. Stand as God's brand. Praise be to God. And so, when you stand, or when your name is mentioned, what do people say? This is so and so, who is so thoroughly saved. I, I, I listened to some young people introducing themselves, and one of them said, a very young man, a very handsome man, and he was really groomed. And he said, I'm so and so, and I'm thoroughly saved. He said he is thoroughly saved. So can you stand and say, I am thoroughly believing in Jesus Christ. I thoroughly stand for Jesus. I thoroughly stand to be counted. When Christians are being mentioned, are you mentioned? Because for you to qualify to be called a brother in Christianity, you must say no to conformity, and especially to the world. Because a lot is happening in this world. Until you may not tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. What is the difference? What qualifies you? What makes you a believer? So, this day, the Lord God Almighty is challenging us to stand and say no to the things that people are doing. There are very many questions that people are asking, and especially the young people. And I see young people are here, the majority. There are so many questions. I even see them coming. I even see them when some people put some prayer requests in the offering bags. They are putting very, very key issues. For example, and I used this in the morning, the issue of taking alcohol or wine. It is coming up, and people are asking, is it wrong to take alcohol? Is it wrong to be drunk? If you are a brad in Christianity, what would you say? Is it yes or no? Is it right or wrong? Here in church, whatever amount we give you with the elders, it is just some of us are asking, hii hata haijazwi, inawekwa nusu, na vile inakaa dogo. Vile inakaa dogo. Because there is that tendency of people, they don't know where they stand. Do I drink or do I not drink? What is wrong with drinking? See, even in the church, they give us wine. And those are issues of conformity. Those are issues of conformity. Another issue that is coming, and I must say this because I'm speaking to mostly young people, it is sex before marriage. What is it called? It is called fornication. Many are asking, what is wrong na kuonjaonja kidogo ili tujuane? Ili tujuane. It is coming up so clearly. We cannot hide our heads in the sand and assume things are okay. Because people are asking, is it wrong? Since I know, I'm very sure I'm going to get, and I'm happy there are some bands here. The people are asking, is it wrong? So if you are a brad in Christianity, would you say it is wrong or it is right? Is it wrong to do this or that? If it is dancing, what is wrong with dancing this tune or the other, or doing this or the other? All those are issues that are coming today. And so God is calling us. God is calling us. And we even have a very long band. This band is the longest that I've ever seen. Tabitha, this is very good. It is giving us key issues. And especially that issue that is number one, the problem of fitting in. Where are you fitting in? Are you a brand in Christianity? Are you conforming to the patterns? Do you have those questions? And I'm standing for people speaking out so that we get the substance. Even when we pray, what are we praying for? Put as many prayer requests as possible. We are there to pray for them. We are there to even ask God, can you, God, give guidance? Because ourselves, we are limited in one way or the other. But when you, God, intervenes, your people get the light, your people get the right steps, and they are able to move. Praise be to God. And therefore, Isaiah and even Paul, during their time, some of the issues that we are bringing today, they were also there. And especially the worshipping of idols, because people are worshipping this and they are worshipping that. On Sundays, they come to worship God. All people are getting to this issue, to this other one, to the other, but on Sunday, we come to worship God. But when we have the African in us, it is said that Africans are notoriously religious. So whatever they do it religiously. I want to believe that that is a theme that can guide us so that we say no to conformity, because whatever we do, whether we are working, whether we are schooling, whether we are relating with one another, it should be a religious activity. Because when we say no to conformity, we are saying no to all those things that are against what is regarded as the right thing, as the right order of things. And therefore, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, talks about very many things. But the key thing is the chapters from 40 to 66, they are talking about God coming to bring us rebuilding, to restore us, to deliver us from all those powers of the enemies. Because the first chapters from 1 to 39, they are speaking about judgment. But when you come to chapter 40 to 66, they are talking about deliverance, restoration, rebuilding, renewal, transformation, and all that. And then when we come to the Romans, during the time of Paul, there were so many things that were happening. People were just getting into sins. People were worshiping idols. People were evil, just evil. People were greedy. Even today, see, people are greedy. So me, myself, and I, it is all over. And that is why we have some people getting to things. If you are given some fads to take care of, you just take it to yourself. And there are so many things that are happening in this country. Many people are taken to jails. They are taken to courts of law. They are there for long hours, for cases, answering to a question. Where is the boundary between your things and other people's things? Why? Because people are greedy, and we are calling it, we have baptized it. I don't know whether it's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, or we have just baptized it and we are calling it corruption. Corruption is just stealing. It is just stealing. There's no difference between the one that takes a pen and signs to get some money illegally and the one that comes with a gun to your home or a knife and tells you, it is between you and me, you give me what you have and then I leave you or I kill you. There's no difference. Praise the Lord. Say no to conformity. Whether something is quoted very well, something is quoted, it is just presented in a very good way, that when you talk about corruption, it is... When you talk about corruption and we talk about gangsters, it is like we are speaking about two things. Are you with me? It is like we are speaking about two things. But God is calling us to say no to ungodliness, to say no to the world, to say no to sins, to say no to evil, to say no to things that are ungodly, to things that do not please Him. Because when we do that, we stand to be counted. We are a bread. We become a bread in God's kingdom, because God needs people who stand right. When God was just about to visit Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know what was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you have something that is happening today in connection to Sodom and Gomorrah? Are those things happening around us? God was asking, as they were arguing with Abraham. Abraham was asking, supposing you see, you just get one righteous person. And then God was saying, yes, I'm going to spare this city. So God is there looking at the world today. And He's looking for one righteous man. Are you one of them? He's looking for a righteous lady. Do you qualify to be a bride as God is counting His people on this earth? And therefore, today's word, it is calling upon each and every one of us so that we can say no to conformity of the pattern of this world. Because the pattern of this world, we can say a lot that is happening in the world. But God is calling upon us so that we can stand and say no. This should not continue. We are here and we believe in God and we testify. We give very sweet testimonies. We are even attracting other people We are even calling people. We are calling people to join us. We are calling people to be believers in the faith. Then let us say no to conforming to things of this world, because this world is sinking. It is sinking in darkness. That is why God is calling upon all believers and saying, arise and shine, for your light has come. And he is also saying that people, nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Has the dawn come to you? Has that light come to you? Do you stand for light or you stand for darkness? It is a challenge to each and every one of us that we stand in the light. We walk in the light. We do things in the light. When you do something, do it in the light. Praise be to God. Because you cannot hide anything from God. He knows you. And that is why he really speaks to your innermost and tells you, you are not walking right. Come to my way. I will show you how to walk. And therefore, let me look at four key things that we have from the readings, and then we look at each one of them. One of them is arise and shine. When something is said, there must be something else that is happening. So we are not shining. We are not showing the light of Christ. And that is why God has revealed himself to us, telling us, yes, we have a name, we have a place, we have a connection, we come to church, we do all the things, we even give tithes. So we have these bags. These bags, we are going to use them for tithes, we are going to use them for offering. We have come here, we are praying, we are kneeling, we are singing, we are fellowshipping, we are attending district fellowships, and we are visiting the sick, and we are doing all the things that you do. But he is calling upon us, arise and shine. Can you talk to your neighbor and tell him or her, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Yes, you are doing good. All of us are doing good. We are doing good. But there must be something that is happening in our lives that God has seen in us that we need to rise up and correct it. May God lead us to understand whatever is not happening, because there must be something. The word of God comes for a purpose, to challenge us, to educate us, to lift us up when we are low, and even to bring us to a level where we are normal, because sometimes the issues may take you above the normal way. And therefore, let us remember that we are called to arise and shine, for our light has come. May that light lead us to pick what is not okay, because something is wrong. Something is wrong. So may God lead you to pick whatever is wrong, and then he leads you to correct what is wrong. Because with God, you can put a right where there is a wrong. Praise the Lord. But with the other one, you can always put a wrong where there is a light. Where there is a right, I mean a right. There is the L and the R. So yes, we have to be very conscious of these things. Our tongues roll, and sometimes they don't roll. So what we are saying is, God leads you to pick what is right. God leads you to cancel what is wrong. God leads you to say no to ungodliness. And so we must arise and shine. Because Matthew 5:14, it says, you are a city on a hill. If you point to yourself and call your name, if you are Mary, you say, Mary, you are a city on a hill. You cannot be hidden. You have the light of God in your heart. And even God is saying that nations are going to come to you. Lift up your heights and look about you. All assemble and come to you. What are they coming to get? They are coming to see that light because you have something. You have something in you. But God is challenging you. Arise and shine. And therefore, because you are a city on a hill, you can never be hidden. Let God lead you to pick what is right and walk with it, because you are going to attract as many people as God helps you to. Then we have the challenge of numbers here. How many, if you compare the seats that are occupied and the empty ones, which ones are more? The empty ones. Sawa sawa. So do you take this as a challenge that next time when you come, bring a friend so that this hall, I'll not be speaking to that of the people of the occupants, but I'll be speaking to a full hall, and I'll be feeling good that God has brought people to him. Therefore, arise and shine. May God lead you to the area where darkness has come, where there is no light, where umelala kazini, where you are not doing the right thing. Because when God leads you, you take the challenge and walk with it. Praise be to God. Point number two. God is calling us to offer our bodies as living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice. In the olden days, and now it is coming. Our traditions are coming up. I don't know what is happening. Maybe someone should do that. You should write a paper and tell us why is the cultural thing coming up? Why? Has the word of God become irrelevant? Such that people are getting back to the old sacrifices, the sacrifices of animals. Some are going up the Mount Kenya. Some are going up to secluded places where they are going to offer sacrifices. And they are even looking at the animals for sacrifice. Those things are coming. Why are they coming? Have we become irrelevant to the world? Have we lost our taste? Have we lost our light? And therefore, the animals that were offered for sacrifice, they were animals without a spot, without a blemish. God is looking at us. What spots do we have? What do you have as a spot? What is has made you not qualify to be a sacrifice to God? Have you sacrificed enough? Have you offered your time? Have you offered your body? Have you offered yourself to God that when he counts people that have not conformed to this world, you stand to be counted? Let us offer our bodies, our lives, our everything as living sacrifices. And therefore, we must surrender to God so that he eliminates any stains, any evil, anything that is not pleasant to him, that he leads us to surrender to him to lead righteous lives. Praise be to God. Amen. Point number three is, do not conform to the patterns of this evil world. Because this world is evil. There are so many things that are happening. So many things that are happening around you. So many things that are happening at our schools. So many things that are happening in our families. So many things that are happening even in the churches that are not godly. Are we conforming to those patterns? Have we stood out? Are we standing to be counted as people who stand for the light, who stand for God? Praise be to God. May God help us to lead lives that show a lot of godliness, more godliness than the worldly thing. Because the world is so full of many things. There's a quote that I found from J.F. Kennedy, which was saying, conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. So people who are conforming to the pattern of this world, they are jailed, they are imprisoned, they cannot think, they cannot see anything. They are just moving with the crowd. They are just being blown. They're just being blown. How many of you know the whirlwind? It is called in Kikuyu Gomashiaka. Do you know them? Yes. Some weed starts somewhere, goes up and up and up and up, cutting everything. Some of us, it is like we are in the world, and the wild weed is just carrying us. We are just carried. We are in the air. We don't know where we are going. We have been mixed up with so many things. So that mixing, may God sort you out. May he bring you down and rest you where he desires you to be. Praise be to God. Because the pattern of this world, it is just moving in a worldly way. It is just getting to involvement in very many things. And God has given us the wisdom. He has given us the knowledge to distinguish between things that belong, things that should be done by a believer, and things that are done by people outside there. So are you getting involved? Just as I was using very, 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 very key issues that are happening. Is it right to do this? Is it wrong to do this? All those questions that you are asking, may you pray to God that he gives you the godly way of doing things. Because when you have the godly way of doing things, you take the right things and you'll be good to go. And finally, there is a transformation. There is the transformation. You are facing this direction, you face this as another direction. You are going to this direction, you turn around and move to this other direction. You get transformed. Get you transformed. And especially your mind. When your mind is transformed, you'll be able to do things in a godly way. May God give you his order. May God give you his way. Because when you have godly way in you, you'll be doing the right things at the right time. And you'll not be having so many issues in this world. And the word to you is from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone away. And you have joined Jesus Christ, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Yes, Jesus lived on this earth for a very short time. That is what the word tells us. But he did not conform to the pattern of the world at his time. And therefore, if we look up to him, if we take him as our mentor, if we take him as our example, if we take him as our own model, we'll not get entangled by the matters of this world. Because when Jesus is on your side, when you try Jesus, when you hold him, when you hold on to him, when you hold on to what he is teaching, then you get to run and you get to move very well. Because Jesus Christ gave us a good example to emulate. He gave us a good way to live, because he said no to the world. He stood right. The world at the time of Jesus still had so many issues that were happening, but he chose especially to please his Father in heaven. And that should be our duty. Our duty should be to please our Maker. Because when we please our Maker, or God who put us to this world with an intention of using us as his vessels, will not get mixed up. You'll be able to say no to the pattern of the world, no to all the things that really push people, that they are unable, they are confused, they are unable to decide what to do, where to go, who to accompany, who not to accompany, when to wake up, when to sleep, when to do one or the other thing. So arise and shine, for your light has come. This light is in Jesus Christ. There is no other way that God has promised apart from getting to Christ. That is why Christ is telling us, I am the way, and he who follows me walks in the light. Praise be to God. Follow Jesus. Try him. Be a disciple. Be a keeper of the rules and regulations that have been placed. And God will bless you and bless you indeed. When you are young, when you get old, when you get older, when you are really aged, when you try Jesus, he will lead you very smoothly. You become the light of the world. You shine to the dark places. You become the taste, just as Matthew says, you become the taste, the salt that gives the taste to this world. So may God bless us. May he lead us. May he show us the way. May we be drawn towards him, and so that we may pick the good things that are necessary for this life, and especially the necessary things to declare God's kingdom on this earth, because God is so faithful God is so honest. He's promising never to leave us, never to forsake us, but to walk with us in all situations. Because the world has many things, and those that agree with the many things that are happening will not experience the goodness of God. By the time you realize you are just lost, you are lost seriously. But when you try Jesus, Jesus corrects you, takes you by his hand, trims you, and walks with you, and shapes you, and gives you his image so that you are presentable to the world, and so that you may win people to the kingdom of God. Surrender all to Jesus. Be with him. Be like him, so that you may enlarge his kingdom. All to Jesus I surrender. We are going to sing one verse. If you feel you have conformed to the pattern of this world, and you feel like you want to shed off, just like a snake or like an eagle that renews itself. You know, I wish we were snakes. I'm not calling us snakes. That we would one day, we are seated and say, hey, this skin of mine is old. Can I shed it off? I wish we were snakes. And then we would renew ourselves. We would be transformed. I wish we were eagles. We go somewhere. We just transform ourselves. We get younger. We get orderly. We get better. I wish. But we are not those animals. We are human beings. And Jesus Christ has the ability to shed the old self in you and give you a new self. Amen? Amen. Jesus is there to wash you so that you become clean. This morning I was listening to one of the radio stations that was talking about a bathroom. They were talking about, someone was discussing about a bathroom. When you get into a bathroom, you leave all your dirt there. When you get to a bathroom, the bathroom never talks about your scars or, you know, you go there to do whatever you do in the bathroom. It does not declare that this has so many scars somewhere here, somewhere here, somewhere here. It just keeps quiet. That is Jesus. Jesus we are talking about. You go to him naked. You go to him and surrender yourself to him. And he does not tell your neighbor, even your spouse, even your child, even your parents. He just says, welcome, my child. I'll walk with you. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender, verse 1, and then we pray. If you feel you need to come to Christ, if you feel you have a prayer item, just come here. We are going to pray for you. Let's all rise up.
I surrender.
Oh.
God in heaven. Thank you so much for speaking to us. You are reminding us that we need not to conform to the world, to the worldly things, and to choose you as our Lord and Savior, and to choose you as our friend, and to surrender to you everything that we have. That is our prayer this afternoon, that you're going to lead us to take you as our dear friend, to take you to walk with us. We are so grateful. Some of us have put their hands up, their prayer requests that we have committed to them to you through our prayers as individuals, as families, even as prayer partners, as groups. We pray that you listen to our prayers, oh God, and that every prayer that has been committed to you at this place, you're going to attend to it, for you are God who knows your people. You are God who walks with us. We thank you. We honor you. Everloving Father, we want to pray that you're going to minister to us at our very point of need. That you're going to satisfy us, and that we need no other argument. We only need you. So be with us and carry us through this day and days to come. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Let's appreciate Reverend Dorcas for that word. My prayer that the word has found a place in your heart and that it will bear fruit, that as you go through the week you remember that we are called to arise and shine and not to conform to the ways of this world. As hard as it may be sometimes, God gives us the grace and the strength, so let us depend on him for that. Today is Tithe Sunday, so in your bulletins, if you have a bulletin, there's an envelope like this that should be there. If you don't have one,